In Nigeria, people are celebrating the re-election of President Olusegun Obasanjo in weekend polls. It appears to be the first time that Nigeria has held consecutive democratic elections without the military seizing power. All the votes have yet to be counted, but with 70% of returns, Obasanjo has commanding lead. However, independent election monitors and the main opposition claim the voting was flawed by widespread fraud. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the southern oil city of Port Harcourt.
Jubilant Obasanjo supporters turned Port Harcourt into a rolling carnival. People in minivans, in cars, and on the backs of flatbed trucks streamed through the streets singing. Boys on motor scooters zipped in and out of traffic with Obasanjo posters plastered to their chests. This man, Choka Labo, was riding on the trunk of a Mercedes-Benz, ripping up campaign posters and flinging the shreds in the air like confetti.
They are taking us to the promised land, and the promised land is the land of Canaan, where we can find milk and honey.
Although some results from Saturday's presidential election have not yet been counted, Obasanjo of the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, is ahead of his closest rival, Muhammadu Buhari, by almost a 2-to-1 margin.
PDP!
Port Harcourt is in the River State on the eastern edge of Nigeria's turbulent, oil-rich Niger Delta. Like much of the south, it's heavily PDP versus the north of the country, which tends to support the opposition. Many of the revelers in the streets say the elections were well-run and free of violence. But on election day, River State was the site of many violent incidents, including several killings. A report released today from the International Republican Institute's election monitors lists River State as having one of the most flawed elections in the country. The report found direct evidence of ballot box stuffing and gross falsification of result forms. Other international monitors also said there were significant problems with the election, including results from one constituency which gave all 73,706 votes cast to Obasanjo. Late last week, Muhammadu Buhari rejected the results of the April 12th legislative elections in which the PDP made significant gains in the National Assembly. Buhari warned that if there were problems with the presidential balloting, Nigeria could, in his words, be heading down the path of chaos and destruction.
We would like to emphasize that any repeat of the fraud of April 12th, a fraud we have rejected in totality, will result in mass action and in consequences which no one can today foresee.
A spokesman for Buhari today called the presidential election a joke and said the results were widely manipulated by Obasanjo's ruling party. The mass action against the government that Buhari promised, however, so far has not materialized. Widespread protests over this round of elections could be dangerous. During the last 4 years, thousands of people have been killed in Nigeria in demonstrations that disintegrated into ethnic, religious, and political riots. Baba Ahmed, the secretary of the National Electoral Commission, says the elections were free and fair. He says Nigerians haven't come to accept that losing is part of the political process. If politicians lose, Ahmed says, they always charge the polls were rigged against them.
And it's a very sad reflection of the Nigerian politician, because the Nigerian politician never loses an election. He is always rigged out. That is a very sad reflection of the level of development of the Nigerian political system.
But in a country where past winners have gotten to control the country's vast federal budget, including billions of dollars in oil revenues, there's a lot at stake in national elections. For decades, Nigeria's resources have been plundered by a small elite with close ties to the military. Western election observers and many ordinary Nigerians hope that establishment of a stable, respected democratic system will force Nigerian leaders to look out for the welfare of their people or face removal from power at the polls. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Port Harcourt, Nigeria.